It's a new season, baby. Stills for Seven podcast. You already know what it is, man. Gang, gang. You already know what it is, man. Still a gang. It's a gang. It's the gang. You already know what it is, man.
Stillers for seven, yeah, we about to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches, yeah. We ain't trying to kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division. The other three go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it. Stillers for seven, yeah, we about to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches, yeah. We ain't trying to kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division. The other three go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it.
Still a nation. Yo, what's up? It's your man Kev Easy here, man. You know, I'm holding the phone. It's going back and forth, but it's going to be fine on the final edit. You know, Stills for Seven podcast episode. What episode we on? 143 now? Look, man, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that watched the draft. Shout out to everybody. What's good, Conversations with Lamp? What up, Lamp? What's good? Yo, man, whew. Yo, Omar Khan, deserve an award.
Man, got the guys pulling up, you feel me? We're going to see, because sometimes Instagram like to play around. So we're going to see. My guy, Troy, I didn't even try to, like, get his name right. You feel me? I should know it. I should be better. You know what I'm saying? I should be better because, you know, I rock with the bloodline, man. So you got a lot of Fatus over there and whatnot, Usos and all that. You feel me? But I just know he's Troy, and he's ready to move people, man. I like that pick. Love it. Love it. Dre, what's good? What's good, man? What happened? I just send the drawing out. But yeah, man, I love the draft picks, man. We made sure that the offensive line was ready to go. Like, whoever the quarterback is, we know it's Russell. Unless, you know, he get hurt. This is Justin Fields. Loving the draft, man. Draft was good. It ain't letting you pull up. Instagram be crazy, yo. Like, I don't get it. I might have to switch. Oh, all right. There you go. Yeah. Let's go. I'm saying stalling low key because I'm trying to pull up the information. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially the last three picks. Like, I'm not too familiar with those guys, but I'm loving the draft pick, man. Since Omar Khan came, bro, we got two great draft classes, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I kind of been hyped talking and all that, man. I'm going to just let you speak your piece, bro. All
right, man. All right, so last year I did my draft review. Because we addressed our needs on the offensive side of the ball as far as getting whoever our starting quarterback is protection. So we that was a hell of a call. And you're right, Omar Khan, you know, let that man cook. He knows what he's doing.
Didn't have and afraid to get the guys we wanted, man. Fire.
Oh yeah, Troy Fautanu. Yeah,
yeah.
That's our number. Yeah. Yo, man, I mean, that's the ooze.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Please, man, make sure you lock in. If y'all watching or watch this, you feel me? By the time this comes out on the tube, never mind. Because I forgot this come out real quick. Like, right after this show's done, you feel me? It's going to be out. All DSPs and YouTube and all that, man. But yeah, man, like, Fatu, I'm going to just call him Troy Fatu. If he don't like it, just correct me, bro. We gonna get it in due time, man. But go ahead, bro.
But yeah, bro, like, you know, that was our first, you know, order of business is addressing our D-line. Like, we might not have gotten the center. We might not. Well, I'm gonna get to that in a second. Now, a lot of people said that we were gonna get a center in the first round. But I was like, nah, let's go ahead and dress, you know, getting him some protection on that, you know, on that strong side. So, you know, I like the pick, you know. He's a pretty good size old lineman. You know, he's a bull too, man. You know, we got the inside strength. That's just what we needed. And but now,
like all the linemen we got, bro, these motherfuckers like to move people, man.
They bulls. That's exactly what we needed too.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. Trying to pull up the whole draft.
Yeah. Now, second pick, Zach Frazier. Now, a lot of Steelers Nation was calling for Zach Frazier specifically. And by God, Omar Khan listened. Khan listened, Mike Tomlin listened. That's the thing. I love it because a lot of people criticize that because, like, oh, well, it's a lot of fan service-y picks. But, hey, sometimes you got to listen to the fans to get results, man. And Omar Khan, you know, he knows what the hell he's doing. So, yeah, we needed that replacement center big time. Everybody was calling for us to draft a center, and we got the best one available. Like I said, I've watched some game tape on Frazier. Once again, he's a big boy. He's a bull. And hopefully, you know, the biggest thing for a center is, you know, that snap count, man.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy Mitch?
What's up with y'all? About the great
man.
You say you're talking about who?
The Steelers 2024.
Hey, yo, getting Frazier, I was geeked.
Yes, but
Kev already know. When we got my man coming from out of Michigan, boy.
We're getting into that right now. Before we even do that, how you feel about the Troy pick?
Yeah, Troy Fox
loved it. I loved it.
For the people and all that.
I loved it because we addressed what we needed to address, bro. We ain't fake about it. You know what I'm saying? We went right to it. I'm loving Khan, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, man. Hey, you already talked about Zach Frazier. So now we on Roman Wilson. Yo, it's funny, right? When we got Roman Wilson, I was like, yo, I remember him making some good catches this past year, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, he's perfect for the slot. Because I heard a good amount of people that wanted, like, what's the old head name? Winfrow?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't want no Winfrow, man.
It was yo, we wanted him, like, just to fill in the slot. Really, hey, the Twitter folks. Hey, bro. Or the X folks.
Hey, Kev, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you, bro. Some of these people just be saying stuff without having no education behind what they saying, bro. Like,
Twitter.
Like, Renfro, don't get me wrong, Renfro is a good receiver, but he injury prone, dog. Why would you want to put somebody on a team who always hurt? Like, that's stupid, bro. Like, come on.
Yo.
Come on, man.
Look, I was going to get into all that. But, right, hold on, let me just finish this, right?
Right.
Look, what I saw from Roman Wilson, I only saw what he did this year because caught a lot of games, you feel me?
I'm a Michigan fan. You know this.
But I had family that went to Michigan, so I kind of had love for Michigan. Michigan's like my second or third favorite team, you feel me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But watching him, I'm going to say, yo, he make a lot of good catches. Like, I couldn't really compare him to nobody, but I'm like, yo, he's somebody that can definitely be.
If I had to compare him to somebody?
Or Hines Ward in Hines Ward's years.
Nah.
08.
He's not big as Hines Ward. He's not big as
Hines Ward. Here's the thing.
Just short hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying a block. Like, he can block. He want to block. You feel me?
He a burner, dog. He got top end speed.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing is, you know, you got your slot guys, you got your deep ball guys, you got your blocking wide receivers, then you got your wide receivers that can run routes. Wilson is a combination of the two. He's a guy who he could probably use in the slot, and then he's a guy who can run those routes that, you know, he's probably one of the best guys who can get separation that I could think of right now. But the question is, how do we use him?
I know how I use him. He's using the same way Michigan uses him. He more than a slot guy. He can be the number two to Pickens. He can run routes. He got good hands. He can catch some intermediate passes. Mm-hmm. That's his MO. That's what he did. That's what he do.
But I say we use him as our top route runner.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah. That's what he I'm be honest with you coming in. He already kind of got that. Like, it's not even
I was about to say
he the best route runner on the team already.
I don't know who else qualify.
No one else do qualify.
But also another question. Does he start day one or should he start day one?
They can't. Can nobody see that diva, bro? I would steal my son, bro.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna say yeah, but I don't really do that because you already know, like Mike Tomlin, he don't
spot rookies.
They come to the skill guys, and you a rookie. You really gotta earn it.
Pickens
didn't start out the gate. Yeah. And then when he was tearing it up in camp though, remember? He was crushing it in camp.
He was making his name known early. Yeah.
So I mean he earned it though. You know what I'm saying? He had to earn it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I love our draft, man. I love everything we've been doing over the last 2 years, to be completely honest. Since Khan took over, we ain't faking about the draft picks no more. We ain't being super cheap about the free agents no more. We actually addressing our weaknesses, and we not addressing our weaknesses in the cheapest way possible.
Yes.
I love this, man. I do.
We're taking risks.
Yeah.
For the first time in a decade, we're actually taking risks. Decade. And I love it.
Hey, Drew, it's been longer than a decade. It's been longer than a decade, bro. I know y'all younger than me, but it's other people that'll tell you it's been longer than a decade. It's probably been like 2 decades, maybe even 3. No bull.
Because I wasn't a Steelers fan until 1999, so yeah, I've only been a Steelers fan for 25 years, so yeah.
Okay, so I've been a Steelers fan since like early 80s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I went through the rough times.
Oh, you went through the Bobby Brister days. You went through the Neil O'Donnells. Yeah. You went
I'm gonna keep it real. Like I can't stand Neil O'Donnell, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. Yeah, Neil O'Donnell had us. We was tough. You know what I'm saying? We was tough, and the defenses we had back that time was serious. He just could never get us over the hump with his goofy ass.
Turn everything over. But like, yo, hold on. Let's wrap up the draft, and I gotta ask y'all some questions, man. The steal of the whole draft came in round 3, pick 98. NC State, what's her name?
Yeah.
The tag team, the women. What's her name? Katana Chance, the black John. Yeah. Is a black John, the white John. What's her name? That's Katana Chance. What's her name?
Yeah.
On NXT. Talk about. I just don't know the name.
On NXT.
She be going like,
I don't know her name. I seen her, though. Like, I don't know her name.
So I was going to shout her out, but I can't remember which one is that. It's foul. WWE doing them dirty. They should have kept the titles. But y'all hear that on Wrestle with Greatness. You feel me? On Monday. But look, yo, Peyton Wilson, son, we've been looking for a duel with an eighth of what Ryan Shazier athletically had. You feel me? As far as gifts, mm-hmm. Peyton Wilson, bro, my favorite plays of this guy is when he's chasing people down.
Nah, you got yeah. You need to go extensively look at his film. He got some joints where he crushed it at the line of scrimmage.
But our front
front seven
has the potential to be the most dangerous in the league. I mean, just look at our front 3 D line. And thing is, tell me how scary this sounds. Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, T.J. Watt, Peyton Wilson, out the gate. Tell me how scary that sounds.
You talking about starting? Yeah. They not starting. You all of them not going to start. But on Peyton, they ain't going to start. But we got Patrick Queen up there.
Yeah.
We got Patrick Queen, bro.
And honestly, we don't know what Cole Holcomb going to be. It's a potential that he can still be the guy that we saw last before
still
he got hurt.
We still got Roberts.
Yeah, we still
got Elaine Roberts. We still got Roberts. Yeah,
I think he's gonna play like a Vince Williams rule.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I believe so too. I hope Peyton hit the ground running. You know what I'm saying? If he do, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And then I mean he get more time early.
Injuries will probably hold him back, but I don't think, you know, I'm not even looking at that like, yo, he gonna get hurt. Everybody get hurt.
Been hurt in 2 years. Yeah. Like the people been gassing that. He ain't been hurt since 2021. That was the last time he was hurt, man. People pushing up on me. We got to think about it. That was a late third round pick, bro. If we can get something out of him, that's great.
True.
Yeah, I think Peyton was a Derrick Henry stopper. He going to be a Derrick Henry stopper, man. Because you know Derrick Henry from starting point to line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
You can rock
them. You get them before you get started.
Yeah, you can rock them. You know what I'm saying? It's only get past the linebackers. It's like, oh, all right.
We about to look like this with Najee and Justin Fields back that thing, fool. Everybody forgot. They forgot.
I'm more happy for Najee than any other player on the team.
Yeah.
Him and Warren about to look. They about to go crazy. Look, yeah. A lot of people sleeping. They about to go crazy, bro. For real.
Until you can add Patterson into that, you know he gonna get some type of wreck.
Yeah, his special, some type of wreck. Him on special teams gonna be so big for us. Especially since they got them new rules.
If you wanna know if we're in a new era of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that signing at the time of the signing should tell you everything.
That would have never happened under Colbert.
No.
It would have never happened.
We weren't gonna Ross him again. Not do that because he did run one back, but he wasn't who he thought he was when he came over here, man.
He wouldn't have been on this team. I'm gonna tell you that. And neither would Patrick Queen. It's a couple of people I can say I know they would not have been on this team, bro.
Whole lot, bro. Even the draft picks, we would have got a small lineman, bro. Small one.
Like Kendrick Green.
You know what I mean? You know, try to not our first pick because he was 6'3".
Yeah.
But it's like his arm stronger than Joe Alt's. So what are we doing here?
Yo, he was a first team All American, bro.
I don't think
he was on the line that won the best offensive line of the year award this past season. Bro, I hate it when people criticize players that they don't even know nothing about.
And you can tell X is like the playground. I'm not gonna hold you. Mm-hmm. It used to be the Facebook groups, but I get kicked out of there because people be getting bullied and all that. That's what they say. Even though they start,
we go in there clowning. We go in there clowning, bro.
If you're not in Mitch's group, you feel me? Granted, it's catered to DMV, but he let people like me up in there, and I ain't from the DMV.
We gonna allow people to come in there as long as you ain't coming in there and disrespecting people. Yeah, then we Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's based out of DMV, but we letting people come in from all over. You still a fans. You know what I'm saying? Right. We all still a fans at the end of the day. Just as long as you ain't coming in there disrespecting people. But we have our conversations. We be having battles in there too, but they just don't get disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like yo, man, you're nothing but N-words.
Oh, yeah, we ain't on that.
You will get your ass. Yeah. See, look, this is the part. We're gonna finish the draft, but let me finish it not like this part, right? Look. That is only gonna make me laugh because I know you have nothing left.
Exactly.
Not knowing 100,000 left. That's why we can't boot these groups.
That don't bother me. You got to do something better than that. You gotta do something better than that, Holmes.
Word, son. Word, man. But look, our next pick, back to the offensive line. Guard. Guard. Mason McCormick.
Mason McCormick. Mm-hmm.
South Dakota State. Another big guy. You know who he kind of remind me of?
Who?
BJ Finney.
Kind of. From what I was told, I ain't seen him, but I know some people who've seen him. They said he an angry lineman. I love those type of linemen.
Marquise Pounce was like a different type of mean, you feel me? So it's like when we saw BJ Finney, he was like, yeah, he's just one of the guys.
Nah.
But BJ Finney was a rough dude too, man.
They said he angry. He like, y'all, like again, y'all younger than me. Y'all ever seen The Program before? The movie called The Program?
Yeah,
he said they said he like cuz on that joint, like he be going off. I was like, hey, he in the right place then. What better team to come to than us?
You know, it's funny. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't know what teams y'all like in the NBA, but
man, I don't even want to talk about that right now. My team trash right now, bro.
0-3 type shit, but
yeah.
I ain't gonna do that, man. But like the New York Knicks, they finally started getting players that match the identity of the city you feel me? And the coach. The Pittsburgh Steelers are doing that under Omar Khan.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, we're getting Mike Tomlin's team. We're getting the Pittsburgh Steelers team. We're getting guys. Well, we won't have to question leadership for at least another decade.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So I like that pick. I don't think he's going to start over Isaac, but he's definitely Isaac's successor.
You know what I mean? I don't think he's Isaac's successor. I think he's
Daniels?
He might be he might be Daniels' successor because Daniels on the contract year. So if anybody is him, but I don't think he let either one of them go because both of them are good. They are real good.
They're letting Dobson go like that.
Who?
Gotta at least keep Daniels, bro.
I gotta keep both. Hell with that.
Yeah, yeah. The young boy. Yeah, but
you know, because the two Bammers on the edges, the two youngers on the edges, we ain't gotta worry about their contract for like another 3 years.
And remember, bro, when we had those good offensive linemen, we kept a backup guard that can kind of play center now and then, but we kept a backup one that can start somewhere else.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? And they always had the ability to play center and guard. Mm-hmm. Just like him.
Kendrick Greens.
Nah, that was a slip up.
So, sixth round, we didn't have a fifth round pick, but we had 2 6th round picks, man. Logan Lee, DN.
Beef up.
I think he.
No, yeah, he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah, beef up that D line.
Okay. They had him. They got him listed as a DN here. But yeah, I know they got third and something.
He, youngin', all right, so he went to Iowa. He a run-stopping defensive tackle, and Iowa was on that all season. They had one of the best defenses in the country. I think they were top five.
Yo, you know what that kind of said to me a little bit?
What's that?
What's name might get cut? He might not make the 53.
Who's that?
Who?
Mr. DeMarvin Leal.
He might not.
For Leo.
Huh?
He might not.
Hey, look. Logan Leal. A dude come in and do just a little better than him. And it's already like he's on the hottest seat, Mr. Leal.
What is going on? Hold on, y'all.
What is going on?
We all black. That's how we feel. With the
stunner
shades.
That's how we feel. Yeah, great. But yeah, that's what I thought when we picked him up. I was like, I'm not sure. Do we still have Lottermilk?
He's still on the team. He might be the odd man out. Really?
Yeah, it depends. But But the beauty of it is that these guys are interchangeable. Yeah. You can switch them up with certain schemes depending on what offensive. I mean, excuse me, depending on what defensive scheme you want to run. Because the Steelers, we run a 3-4, don't we?
Yeah.
Three linemen. Okay. Yeah, we run a 3-4. So it's not too crazy to think that we can't rotate some of these guys around.
That's already going on. So yeah, you're right. If certain guys can move the tackle.
Yeah.
Certain guys can move the end. Like certain guys is like Cam Hayward and Larry O. Both of them can interchangeable parts. They can move inside in the middle or on the outside. But then we got dudes who like pass rushers in the nickel and dime sets. You know what I'm saying?
Lately, you know, we haven't been jamming up the line lately because like a lot of people say that one of our biggest problems is being able to stop the run. Sure, we can get to the quarterback, but sometimes a lot of those running backs be blowing right past our line, and that's one of the issues that we needed to address. And that could be the best.
That is crazy, bro. That was crazy. Hey, Dre, you got to be careful, hoes.
I said, hold on, what
are
you
saying? I gotta be more specific because everything is pause worthy nowadays. But anyway.
Hey, Cam, y'all can't be doing this with you on the live, bro. Dre, we was on somebody's podcast, bro. They were talking crazy. Cam was going off on that shit. Hey, we was your DeAndre Dre or something like that, fool. Hey, what's going on? I was like, boy, he wild, man.
Was he
crazy?
Was he blatantly saying pause worthy shit?
He was off the chain, bro. Like, who was off the chain? he was saying some wild shit, bro. I was like, yo, calm down, Holmes.
Man, I can't.
Ooh,
oh my God.
But did y'all have any more to talk about as far as my DeMarvin Leal situation? Like, what y'all think is up with him? Like,
I have no idea.
Y'all think he gonna be?
Up in the air right now. DeMarvin Leal, it's a really up in the air. I mean, I'm not saying the kid ain't got potential. I'm not saying he ain't got a spot on this team, because I'm pretty sure he does. It's all a matter of him being outworked. So
I don't know what it is, because I know I watched him at Texas A&M, and Youngin got talent. He played good in this rookie year, but that last year, I know he got hurt. But after that, it's like he just fell off. I read that he got in the doghouse with the coaches, but I don't even be knowing that that's true, man, because the media be putting out some goofy narratives about these players, man.
See,
and a lot of times it don't even be real. It be false. I
feel like that might be true is the way Mike Tomlin talked about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he got into it with Mike Tomlin or whatever the case may be.
Power freezing.
Yeah, he going to
He got no choice.
He gonna have to get it together. I know that much.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
Because
he's talented. He's definitely.
Yeah, he definitely is. He definitely is.
All right. Ryan Watts. I know, Dre, you was talking about cornerback since the second round.
Yes.
No, after the first round. We didn't even get to you said the first round. We
I jumped out of my damn seat. Ryan Watts from Texas A&M, and he's a DB. So yeah, you know
A&M. I thought he was from Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Sorry about that. Texas. I'm saying Texas A&M. He a Longhorn.
Yeah,
but yeah.
God damn, Dre.
Yeah. Is that Paul Gordon?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. That might be worse than the first one. Okay.
y'all gonna make me my damn drink out. I was satisfied with Ryan Watts' pick. I mean, especially since I've been saying that when was the last time, you know, our secondary struck fear into the hearts of quarterbacks? When was the last time that quarterbacks were actually thinking twice and scared to throw the ball on us, you know, down the field? It's been a decade.
Maker's first year with us.
Hmm?
I think Maker's first year with us.
Yeah, when we first picked up Minka, they did. There was a few quarterbacks that was thinking twice about throwing down the field.
I'm coming back in a second. I'm be honest with you. I think I said this too, and we was in the chat, Dre. It wasn't necessarily that Pitt's quarterbacks were scared to throw. It was that our pass rush was getting to them so fast that you know what I'm saying, that they had to throw a certain areas. You know what I'm saying? But when Minka got there, Minka made it almost hard for you to throw it in the middle of the field. You see what I'm saying? If he made it rough on you to throw it on the middle of the field. And if you threw it, and if the ball was tipped or off range or anything like that, he got it. And I felt like last year they moved him in the box because we got rid of Edmonds. They moved him in the box, and that changed the trajectory of our secondary. You know what I'm saying? This year, hopefully since we got Jefferson, hopefully they go back to putting Minka in the middle of the field.
And that's another thing is I think we're also was missing, what was also missing from us in the secondary is us having a slot corner. You know, us having a corner that can blitz, a corner that can go right past defenders, and we can get to the quarterback really good.
I'm sorry, y'all, man. My son's out here, man.
What up, youngins? What up?
What's going on?
They can't hear you. What is you doing, bro? Hold on, bro. I gotta show y'all this shit. Hold on. How you walk to the mailbox?
Cash exclusive. The life of Mitch.
No bull.
Woo.
Did you run back in the house in the mailbox? Man, shut up. All right, fellas, man. I'm out.
Yeah. All right, Money Mitch. But that's all I got to say about Ryan Watts. I was happy with the pick, you know, that we went with the with making the secondary stronger.
Okay. So overall, yo, what's up? Let me get a grade from this draft.
All right, I say B+.
I was about to say this before you go. You can't use minus or plus. You got to give a solid letter.
All right, B.
B?
Yeah.
B. B. I ain't mad at the B, man. It's because of how we ended. But I'm going to go with A, man. I'm going to go with A because
we addressed all of our needs.
We got our real needs early. You know what I'm saying? We got our offensive tackle. He played left, but he really played the role of a right tackle. You know what I'm saying? Because Penix was left-handed. You know what I'm saying? So Penix had basically Troy was playing right tackle, but he was on the left side.
Yeah.
It ain't hard to do the same thing on the other side, you know? And if it is hard, well, hard for me. But look, I like that. I like that we got our center. And not only that we get a center, we got a center that fits the mold of the Hall of Famers that play that position, right? Mike Webster. Mike Webster, I think, had like 100 million concussions.
Sheesh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Mike Webster played for a long time, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think he had maybe a 20-year career or close to it. I'm not too sure. I might actually look that up. But, yeah, so we got our center. Then we get our, to me, I feel like our first down guy. And Roman Wilson. I feel like Roman Wilson going to be able to probably going to lead the receivers in first downs.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? I like his makeup. Tough, not scared. He's definitely going to be somebody that we look back at like, ain't we lucky we got him? For our fourth pick to be Peyton Wilson, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
He should really
first round. That's a steal of the draft.
Huh?
A lot of people saying that was a steal of the draft for us anyway.
Yeah. Like he could have easily been a first round pick.
Yeah.
Easily. You know, but that play on injury history and him not having an ACL is like, I guess it knocked him to the third. But ain't we lucky we got him? You know what I mean? Then after that, we go back to the line to get that, like, in the guard position, inside. One of them guys have to come out. You plug this guy in. Plug him in. He's going to continue to move people. I like Logan Lee. That's depth. And that's challenging, like I said, DeMarvin Leal and others, like Isaiah Loudermilk, to kind of step it up. Logan Lee, he was third in something, man. I really can't remember at this moment, but he was third. And then the finish for Ryan Watts, it's like, yo, okay, we finished up. And then it had me thinking like, yo, we still have Corey Trace, who technically is going to be a rookie again. I don't know how the NFL do it, but I know the NBA, if you like red shirt in your first year, like a Ben Simmons or whatnot, you can win Rookie of the Year the next year. So I don't really know how it's going to work for Corey Trice, but we still have him, you know. So I love the draft, man. I honestly feel like this draft was better than last year's draft. But, of course, we would have to, like, put that theory to test when the season starts.
For sure.
But, you know, I love the draft, man. I love the draft.
Definitely.
Now, draft over. I'm pretty sure it may have come out. Us signing the free agents and whatnot that didn't get drafted. Let me see. If not, he'll probably come out. Okay. All right. Bet. Here it goes. Here it goes. Let that pull up for a second. So shout out to the undrafted free agents we signed. Benny Bishop, cornerback from West Virginia. Dejon Edwards, running back from Georgia. We got a Georgia running back. So if you plug him in, he could be the Anthony McFarland. I don't really know. His name sounds familiar, like I remember his game, but I'm not too familiar. But you know, he's a running back, and we know how undervalued a running back is, so he might mess around and be a Jim Warren. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that's like, should have got drafted, you know? We end up getting a quarterback, John Reyes Plumlee from Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him. We got Julius Welskoff or Welstroff, linebacker from Charlotte. And we got Jacoby Winman, linebacker out of Michigan State. Now, they got some a little info in here as far as the defensive back, Benny Bishop. He has 67 tackles, 54 was solo. So that tells you he knows how to tackle. 4 interceptions in, while starting 13 games. They don't have the size of these people here, you know. The Georgia running back, Dejon Edwards, he played 51 games, carried the ball 390 times for 2,083 yards while adding 24 touchdowns. Now, he only appeared in 12 games last year, starting 10. And last year he led the Georgia in rushing with 169 carries, 65 carries, and 88 yards. Having 13 touchdowns, putting him 5th in the SEC. Mm-hmm. You know, he was putting up numbers there. The quarterback, John Reyes Plumlee, played in 52 career games, starting 33. Come on, man. Completed 464 out of 760 passes, throwing over 5,000, close to 6,000 yards, and 34 touchdowns. Last year, 15 touchdowns, over 2,000 yards. The linebacker, Jacoby Winman, he probably wants to be called Winmon, played in 11 games, recording 64 tackles, 23 was solo stops, so you can tell he's a special teamer at heart. He had 12 and a half tackles for loss, and he had 6.5 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, 3 pass deflections, and an interception. Special teams. That sounds like special teams right there.
Oh, yeah.
And the defensive end from Charlotte, Julius Welshoff. He was hurt last year, only playing 4 games. He began his career at Michigan, though. He played 35 games at Michigan. And that's about it. He's from Germany. The name told me he's from over there. But, yeah, so shout out to those guys, man. You know, we don't know who's going to be the James Harrison, who's going to be the, you know, let me not say James Harrison because he had to go through the cut process.
Yeah,
right. Who's going to be the guy with his name, Jalen Warren? Who's going to be that out of these guys?
We'll see.
I'm gonna do my work because I'm not too familiar with any of them. I think I know about Dejon Edwards a little bit. But, yeah, I'm going to do my homework on those guys. So, shout out to them. If y'all make it, y'all make it. If y'all don't stop. Y'all dream, man. But, yeah. So, look, we got extra cornerback. How you feel about that?
Well, I actually like the idea of, you know, us having an extra quarterback. I mean corner back yet. But, yeah, we always need that depth position. Always. You know, because you know what injuries could happen. You never know if some crazy-ass trade could happen. So, hey. The guys at the front office know what the hell they're doing. So, much like everybody else, we need to trust the process because you never know. We could be surprised.
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to be surprised in a good way, though. Not in a bad way.
For sure.
Not in a bad way, man.
Because what can go wrong will go wrong. I mean, like I said, with being a 25-year Steelers fan, you know, we've seen some dark days, dark times. But guess what? No matter how much adversity we faced over the last few years, we always somehow find our way in the thick of things. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got the perfect coach, perfect GM. I think Lil Rooney, he's stepping back. He's not really hands-on. I don't think he kind of was hands-on before, but I think that he's, like, kind of paying attention now. You know, like, back then it was like, yeah, Kevin Colbert's good, Mike Tomlin's good, I don't really got it. But after a while, I was like, yeah, man, what the? So now he's kind of a part, he's kind of being a part of it. You know, he's loving the process. You saw, it's a picture out there of Troy at his press conference, and you see Mike Tomlin and Lil Rooney on the side just grinning. Like, they happy that man up there, man. And it's like, when you have an organization that's that happy with getting you, you know they're going to put you in the right position.
For sure.
Because that means they already have the plan for you, you know? So this is amazing. This is an amazing draft. I didn't look at the pundits out there that were ranking the draft picks. I don't think any of them made it yet. Probably going to hear that on Monday. But, man, this year or last year, draft class?
I would say last year. I was more hype behind it because I was a little bit more familiar with the players. I was probably more familiar with the players, but this year was us drafting our necessary positions.
Where, to me, I might have to go with this year just because of the last thing you said. We really did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Last year was more so like we had holes everywhere. So it was kind of like, yo, let's just pick the best people that we can get. This year it was like, yo, we need this. Let's get that. Oh, that's what we want. Let's get them. Oh, shoot, we don't got to trade up for them? Let's get them. All the way to the end. I'm pretty sure, like, once we got to the – I don't know, man. It seemed like we got everyone we wanted, man. Because if you go all the way down and you look at guys' accolades, like awards and whatnot, their awards and backgrounds and stuff like that scream Pittsburgh Steelers, you know? Shout out to Vince Williams. Me saying that just made me remember. I came across one of his tweets, and he said, yo, the Steelers drafted a whole bunch of Steelers. I'm paraphrasing, not verbatim, but, you know, seeing that was dope.
Steelers mold, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, man. Definitely. So, what's next? We got the draft picks. What's coming up? OTAs?
Yeah.
So OTAs, man. Get to see the people out there, man. Steelers for 7 podcast, episode 143. You know, up until the season, I'm going to say this now. When the season actually starts, we're going to be live on multiple platforms. We're going to do live shows. This is just IG Live. You know, we're going to go back to, you know, the old way, and you know, after a while. But we're going to jump back and forth with the live shows and whatnot. But when that season starts, we're going to be live everywhere, y'all. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I got Dredd up here. We got a new show Monday after Monday Night Raw called Wrestle with Greatness. We're going to get into it, man. We're going to talk about that. That episode might be a two-parter. It might be like, because this is going to be like the first real conversation me and Dre had about wrestling. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's going to be a whole lot of getting to know, you know what I mean? Like what's going on and all that. So just be prepared, y'all. This is going to be the first episode. We're probably going to be a long pause, but look, it's going to be a great one. So if you like wrestling and whatnot, man, make sure you check out Wrestle with Greatness, man. If you don't like wrestling right now, I don't know what's wrong with you. You feel me? Like, it's been cool. I've been watching wrestling again since Sting and Triple H match. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't stopped watching it since, you know? So I seen the hard 2019 might have been an all right year. But, like, from 2017 to, like, 20 up until Roman in the Bloodline story, it was some dark days, man. It was some dark days. But, like, once Roman came out, wreck everything and leave, if y'all pay attention, I'll put that in one of the songs. So it's still for 7, Volume 1. Volume 2, is I'm going to do that. It's going to be a little more consistent, man. I'm going to have to suck it up when we lose certain games. Pause. But, like, yo, it's going to happen, y'all. But, yeah, man, this episode's in the books. You all hear me? It's your man, Cap Easy.
It's your boy, Dredd. Y'all know where to find me. YouTube.com/Dredd, man. All right, peace out. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you for...
It's a new season, baby. Steelers for 7 podcast. You already know what it is, man. Gang, gang, you already know what it is, man. It's still a gang. It's a gang. It's the gang. You already know what it is, man. Just fall for that motherfucking Super Bowl, you're...
Steelers for seven. Yeah, we about to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches. Yeah, we ain't trying to kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division. The other three go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it. Steelers for seven. Yeah, we about to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches. Yeah, we ain't trying to kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division. The other three go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it.